Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was just reading this study done by smartasset.com. This is the study. They claim these are the cities that have the worst commutes in the country. All right, I'll give you the top five. North Las Vegas, Nevada.
What?
Hialeah, Florida. Philadelphia. New Orleans. Stockton, California, and Baltimore. I said that's actually the top six.
How is it not Boston, New York City, L.A., 1, 2, 3?
New York City is number 9. L.A. is number 12. There are no cities in New England on this top 25 list at all.
The worst traffic I've ever been in is Los Angeles and Boston.
Right.
And I think Boston is right. A little worse than Los Angeles.
Los Angeles should be higher up there, and Boston... You know why Boston's not on here? Because the people doing the study couldn't drive up here because the traffic was so damn bad. That's why. Nothing.
I can't believe there's cities in the desert that have worse traffic. You just drive straight.
Houston, Texas. San Antonio. A lot of them are in California. Fremont. Irvine. San Jose. Bakersfield. Chula Vista, Oakland, they're all on there.
They just pulled names out of a hat.
The closest one is New York, New York. That's number 9.
That's insane. Yeah.
Apparently, it's wicked easy to drive around here.
I guess so.
Yeah. Let us know. Is it really easy driving out there right now? You can text us, 97107, or give us a call, 617-764-9223. Tell us how easy your commute is going today, and we'll tell the people at smartasset.com to eat a gigantic... So Josh Dolan tweeted out that that study we were talking about, the top 25 cities with the worst commute in the United States. Boston not in the top 25 at all. No cities from New England. The closest one is New York City. That's it. Number one is North Las Vegas. That's the worst commuting area, most stressful commute in the country. Okay, so people are texting in about that. So you can see it on our Twitter feed, at WAAF. And people are texting in about that, saying, I spend, you know, easily 2 hours a day in traffic during my commute. Traffic sucks. They don't know what they're talking about, you know. And then this texter, 978 texter, says, I hate driving anywhere inside of 128. And I said, oh, my God, I'm talking about it with Josh. I'm like, yeah, that's totally true. I mean, anywhere inside of 128, especially during rush hours, is just a nightmare. And now, listen, Josh, the theory is Josh Dolan is on Rumspringer. He was in some kind of Amish cult.
I just never know what's going to set you off.
And so he's never heard of a Fluffernutter. He never heard of people putting whipped cream on their Jell-O.
Other people haven't.
There's like really basic things Josh has never heard of. He never had hash browns from McDonald's.
Because I don't go there.
And so he goes, what's 128?
I said, what's inside 128?
What's, no, you didn't even, but then I pursued it further. I said, Route 128, and you went, what's that? Route 128, maybe the most famous piece of highway here in Massachusetts.
No, I don't think so. You got Route 2, 495, and the Mass
but
Pike.
People say, area, 128, people know what you say. Oh, yeah, it's off of 128, or you got to get on 128. People know what they're talking about. You have no idea. You have no idea what 128 was.
No. Because I don't need to know the numbers. I just need to know where I'm going. My parents do that all the time. They drive me nuts. They're like, oh, is that off 16? I'm like, I don't know. Give me a landmark.
Let me ask you this. Do your parents drive you here every day?
No,
I drive. Like, you're not paying attention? Does your mom drive you here?
I drive
myself. You're sitting in the back on your little phone, sitting in your safety seat going, I don't care. Mom's going to get me there.
I just learn how to get.
Can we get some meatloaf?
I just learn how to get there from my GPS.
Wow.
I drive off my sense of direction.
Wow. You drive past, through, over 128 every day.
Do I?
Yes, on the pike.
No, I take the pike.
Oh, God, stop. Just. Okay, I get it. Okay, Josh has never Josh didn't know what 128 was. We're talking about the worst commutes in the United States. We're talking about this list that came out. Boston's not even in the top 25. We're saying that's lame. And someone texted in saying, you know, driving anywhere inside a 128 is awful. And Josh is like, what's 128? And I lost my mind because it's like, you know, the kid grew up in a bomb shelter.
Oh, I didn't. In an Amish cult. I just don't know the minor little...
That's not minor. I know it's a major highway. Now, there's a lot of people trying to defend you. Okay? I'll give them that. They don't know because they decided to rename most of it Route 95.
I know 95.
That's okay. So 128 and 95 follow the same path for a little while.
Hey, pick a number. Why is there two numbers?
That's a pretty common thing with roads all over the country.
That drive? No. Is it 495? Don't even argue sometimes?
That. Don't even argue about it because that's lame. Not to defend Josh, this texter says.
Got to start it
because
off.
He's lame. But 128 is the old school name for that road. Only us oldies know that one. I don't know. You know, even when they're giving the traffic reports, you know, they're saying 128.
Why are you listening to traffic reports?
They're saying, so I know where the hell I'm going and where
Get
I don't have
Waze
to drive.
The Waze app.
Shut up. They even call it 128. This person says, I don't know what the 128 is either, but I just moved here from New York. Okay. Well, that I'll give you that. Now, Josh, if you just moved here last week, I'd be like, okay, and I'd calmly explain to you what that is.
Well,
this person says they drive into Boston every day. They don't know what 128 is either.
Thank you.
Well, then are you driving your buggy in from that same Amish cult that Josh grew up in?
Well, they're probably my age, too. I mean, when you tell boomers, you know, like yourself.
I'm not a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer.
That's not a thing. Okay.
Now, because, this person has texted in twice. Can I just... 781 texter, I think we're confusing traffic and commuting. I agree, traffic is the worst, but the study was commuting. What makes the commute awful?
Traffic.
Right. Same thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I get it
You didn't have to text that in twice.
Had like an obstacle course or someone kicks you in a shin randomly once in a while.
So the number one city is North Las Vegas. They have the worst commute in the United States. Okay, so maybe both sides of the road in North Las Vegas are lined with snipers.
Yeah.
All right, so you're cruising along at 85 miles an hour, but you could die. Or there's like an active volcano in the median, then there's like a river of lava pouring in all different directions.
Every odd number day, somebody randomly gets struck by lightning.
Yeah, okay, I understand, yeah. But, you know, you're not cruising down the pike at 95 miles an hour with your arm out the window going, oh, shit, this commute sucks, man. All right.
I hate the music up and the wind blowing in my hair.
My God. All right. This is the last I want to talk about this. I'm so shocked that you didn't know what 128
was. Well, it sounds like it doesn't really exist anymore.
It does.
It's called 95.
Everybody calls it 128.
Just don't tell old school Boston people because that's the only thing they like to talk about when you...
From you. Theory of a Dead Man, that's History of Violence. And Tyler Connolly from Theory of a Dead Man saying that song was... pretty much a response or inspired by social media. There's a nice blog about it up at WAF.com. So social media in the world today and how triggered people get, the knee-jerk reactions people have to everything and how oversensitive people are. So I like that tune, man.
It's a good message.
That is a good message. And it's also about another thing he says. It's about those idiots who don't know 128 is also the same thing as Route 95.
No,
and he feels sorry for those people, and they should be shipped off
a lot of people on the text line
to an island somewhere where nobody has contact with
them. Apparently it doesn't exist.
All right, Theory of a Dead Man, History of Violence. Theory of a Dead Man, one of the many bands helping us celebrate the WAF big gig, our first big party of our 50 years in rock. They'll be joining our headliners, Godsmack and Hailstorm. Dirty Honey's going to be there. Dinosaur Pileup. There's some other musical surprises going on there. April 25th at the DCU Center. Do you know where that is, Josh?
That's in Worcester. You take 126, get onto 16, take
feasibly,
21.
You could take 126.
Is that a real thing?
Josh has no idea where he is right now. Josh is like the way Josh sees the world all the time is like if you took like an ounce of mushrooms, mushrooms. That's what Josh is seeing the world like all the time. What's a fluffernutter? I keep looking. My hand is talking to me.
My parents were teaching me how to drive.
Ah, All right, we're going to kick off the 420 smoke break coming up here. Shine down, attention, attention, during your 420 smoke break here. We're talking about this list of cities that have the worst commutes, and Boston wasn't even on there. We tweeted it out. You can take a look at it yourself. The nearest place that had the worst commute in the top 25 was New York City, but Boston not on there at all.
Which is ridiculous, because we have New York City traffic on streets that looked like they just threw wet spaghetti at a map, and they're like, yep, make the streets like that.
That's the best way to describe it, Josh, right there. And this person was, we mentioned this earlier, the person texting in, I think they were only talking about the commute, not traffic. And we were like, well, what makes your commute a nightmare? It's the traffic, right? So, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. But then this person texted in saying, yeah, the commute's pretty bad, Mike, when there's brown paint that flies off the back of a truck all over your car. Okay.
Are you friggin' kidding me?
Okay, all right. You're right. That was not traffic related.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.